Hello, this is Mike Coetzee of Light Opera Works, and as we prepare to have the HMS Pinafore sail back into Khan Auditorium this June, I'm reminded of the fact that Light Opera Works is the house that Gilbert and Sullivan built, and I have with me one of the original construction crew, General Manager Bridget McDonough, who's been with the company since its very beginning. And HMS Pinafore has been there since its very beginning, hasn't it?
Yes, HMS Pinafore was the very first production of Light Opera Works in 1981. And it made sense that Light Opera Works began with Gilbert and Sullivan. As the original founders, a group of six, were all graduates of Northwestern University and alumni of the Northwestern Gilbert and Sullivan Guild. Our first artistic director, Philip Kraus, had the idea to form a professional company to perform operetta, classic musicals, and specifically the works of Gilbert and Sullivan.
One of the things I love about the Light Opera Works repertoire and about Gilbert and Sullivan in particular is the pieces require a broad variety of performers. I mean, you need legitimate operatic sopranos and tenors, as well as comedian types. And I love mixing them all together because it tends to make the opera singers into better actors, and actors and comedians into better singers when they're all in the same room together.
We have always had comic actors in the role of Sir Joseph Porter, starting with Bill Ronsky in 1981, who was an alum of the Second City, to Jim Harms, who has never played these roles before until 2008, when he made his debut in a Gilbert and Sullivan patter role at Light Opera Works in Iolanthe, playing the Lord Chancellor and the devilish patter song, The Nightmare Song.
Of course.
Then he came back with another patter song as the Modern Major General.
Pirates of Penzance, that's right.
And now he'll be starring as Sir Joseph Porter in HMS Pinafore, and I can't wait to hear Jim Harms do When I Was a Lad.
I cleaned the windows and I swept the floor, and I polished up the handle of the big front door. So carefully, but now I am the ruler of the Queen's Navy.
What was your first exposure to Gilbert and Sullivan?
You and I are natives of Milwaukee.
Proudly so.
And Milwaukee still has and had a company for many years called the Skylight Comic Opera. And Skylight performed Gilbert and Sullivan. And my first was HMS Pinafore at age 12 at the Skylight in Milwaukee. And I think Gilbert and Sullivan is such a great thing to bring young people to.
I think my first Gilbert and Sullivan was Ruddy Gore at the Skylights. It might have been Pinafore. It was either Pinafore or the Ruddy Gore. Although those productions, as wonderfully directed and cast as they were, at least the ones I saw, were performed with two pianos and not with the full orchestra.
The great thing about introducing young people to Gilbert and Sullivan at Light Opera Works is they're going to hear all of Sullivan's music, all of Gilbert's lyrics, and they're going to enjoy the show. So I hope our audience will bring children, their grandchildren, nieces and nephews, neighbor kids, expose them to this wonderful art form, especially because our show's kids are half price.
That's right.
Light Opera Works has produced HMS Pinafore three times in the past, 1981, 1995, and 2004. So this production, opening on June 8th and playing through the 16th, will be the fourth production of HMS Pinafore by Light Opera Works, directed and choreographed by our artistic director, Rudy Hogenmiller. Rudy's background was in dance, so he brings a wonderful choreographer's eye to Gilbert and Sullivan. The chorus is never static. They are moving. There's wonderful pictures, energetic moments in the show that are emphasized by movement.
It's a very dynamic approach. When a lot of opera companies do these pieces, often they can be rather static with the chorus just sort of planted.
Absolutely.
Rudy, there's constantly something going on. It's very exciting. His musical comedy instincts serve him very well in Gilbert and Sullivan.
I've loved his productions of Gilbert and Sullivan here at Light Opera Works, and I'm so looking forward to this one. I've seen the renderings. of the set and the costumes, and I think they've got a little surprise up their sleeve. It is still being set on a ship, and it is not taking place in outer space or anything crazy like that.
But it's going to look a little different.
It's going to look a little less Victorian than typical productions of Pinafore. The greatness of Gilbert is that his lyrics transcend all time periods, and his songs still have the same bite that they had over 100 years ago. We will continue the season in August with a full production of Cabaret, starring artistic director Rudy Hogan-Miller in the role of the MC. Rudy's first return to the stage since 2005, when he took the job as artistic director here at Light Opworks. So it's going to be a thrill to see him perform.
Happy to see you, bleibe recht to stay.
Then in October, we will return to the Nichols Concert Hall in Evanston for a concert performance, Gershwin's Greatest Hits. Then, opening December 21st at Kahn Auditorium, the classic American musical, Annie, Get Your Gun. This is a wonderful season that's going to take people across the spectrum of quality musical theater. We hope the listeners will purchase a discount package if they have not already. And a reminder, age 21 and younger are half price for full season packages or individual shows.
Thank you so much, Bridget, and we hope to see all of you at HMS Pinafore. Thanks for listening.